Greetings all. May the love of God and the grace of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, be with your spirit. I'm Bishop Reuben Sines Jr., serving the Central and North Texas Conferences of the United Methodist Church. And I'm excited to announce that United Methodists worldwide will gather in just a few days for the long-awaited General Conference of the United Methodist Church. After 4 years of delays due to the COVID-19 pandemic and other hurdles, we're finally ready to convene in Charlotte, North Carolina from April 23rd to May the 3rd. Our delegation leaders have shared their hopes and goals for the General Conference in the past few weeks. If you missed those communications, you could access them via our conference website here. Our laity and clergy delegates await more than 1,000 legislative petitions related to various topics. These topics include the denomination's international structure, or what is known as regionalization, revisions to the restrictive language in the discipline related to human sexuality, our social principles, our ecumenical relations, the budget, and several other legislative items. As we come together for the General Conference, I urge us to keep our vision of seeking the loving, just, and free world God imagines for all people in mind by focusing on 5 missional priorities we believe embody Jesus' ministry regardless of what happens at General Conference. We will multiply Jesus' followers by encouraging and equipping our congregations with the tools needed to share our grace and hope-filled witness with our communities. We will champion children and youth by providing emotional, social, and spiritual support to them and their families. We will offer congregations support, resources, and training systems to maximize care and healing for all people, leading to wholeness and human flourishing. We will embrace diversity by connecting with people from different cultures and appreciating their customs and values. And we will tell the world our story of hope, love, and peace beyond our church walls, into our communities, and across the globe. I'm energized and encouraged by what God is doing in and through our congregations, laity, and clergy throughout our conferences. Everywhere I go, I see our churches helping people of all ages grow in their love for God, proclaim new and abundant life in Jesus Christ, serve others, especially the most vulnerable, the voiceless, and the invisible, and do the incredible and amazing work of justice. Our United Methodist connection is in a Kairos moment. We're in a specific moment in our history where the right conditions and circumstances afford us a unique and significant opportunity to shape a church that will continue to keep us grounded in our faith while also becoming a church movement the next generation will receive and value. As such, I ask that starting today and throughout the General Conference, we join to pray for our delegates and delegations, the Council of Bishops as we preside over the legislative sessions, and all the communications and support staff who will spend countless hours producing our worldwide event. Reverend Joy Dissert Dominguez has prepared a daily prayer guide for our use. Please visit the conference website for more information about the General Conference, including various helpful General Conference resources. Friends, General Conference is going to happen. But what really gets me and should get us excited is what God is going to do through our congregations as we multiply Jesus' followers, as we champion children and youth, as we maximize care and healing, as we pursue and embrace diversity, and as we tell our story. I'm excited that we're helping to create a church that the next generation is going to receive and value so that the gospel can continue extending beyond ourselves into all the recesses and the reaches of our annual conference and beyond. May the grace of God and the love of Christ Jesus be with your spirit now and always. Peace.